This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air and praising those who stood up for him during his suspension following comments made after the death of Charlie Kirk, including right-wing critics like Ben Shapiro, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz.
I don't agree with many of those people on most subjects. Some of the things they say even make me want to throw up. It takes courage for them to speak out against this administration, and they did, and they deserve credit for it.
Station groups Nexstar and Sinclair, however, both indicating their ABC affiliates will not air Kimmel, at least for now. Kimmel was suspended by ABC parent company, the Walt Disney Company. Hong Kong is being battered by a huge storm. In fact, it's described as the biggest storm on Earth so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of evacuations in China, the Philippines, and Taiwan. Secret Service says it dismantled a covert operation that could have been used to take out cell towers throughout New York City as the UN General Assembly is meeting. Ukrainian President Zelensky addresses the body today. This is ABC News. The Texas camp where 27 people died in flooding over the summer now says it will reopen next year. A new camp will be built near the old site for Camp Mystic. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is trying to strike just the right balance with interest rates, with inflation on one side and a softer job market on the other.
Two-sided risks mean that there is no risk-free path. If we ease too aggressively, we could leave the inflation job unfinished and need to reverse course later to fully restore 2% inflation. If we maintain restrictive policy too long, the labor market could soften unnecessarily.
Jerome Powell speaking to the Greater Providence Chamber of Commerce after the Fed cut rates last week for the first time this year. Baseball umpires will officially be getting some tech help next season. Major League Baseball officially approving the automated ball strike system for big leagues that let teams challenge some calls. I'm Sherry Preston. ABC News.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
The borders are. Tom Homan was investigated for accepting $50,000 from undercover FBI agents.
50 grand in a fast food bag as a payoff. If Kamala Harris would have accepted a fast food bag full of fast food, it would have been congressional hearings, yes. 24 hours on every network that hated them.
It's corruption palooza, man.
Yeah. Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball, the Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low mid 50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid 70s. More sunshine for Friday, a high near 80. Currently 57 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
We have our weekly homeroom segment on Wednesday mornings at 7:35. Tomorrow, our guest is the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jill Underley.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
ABC capitulating, pulling Jimmy Kimmel off the air. Mark Jacob.
Fascists look for pretexts. They want excuses to do terrible things. The right wing is looking for excuses to become even more authoritarian than it already is. The Turk thing is their pretext. 2 months ago, Trump was posting about getting rid of Jimmy Kimmel. It didn't have anything to do with Charlie Kirk. Not a thing. That's just a pretext.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the
Tom
Allbo Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Welcome to Act 2 of Nightlight on this Tuesday night. It is great to have you with me, folks. We have a great question tonight. I'm about to give you details on our contest. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is in the hizzy. We'll get back to Kristen in just a minute. You can chime in. You can talk. That doesn't mean you can't talk.
You have a lot of paper.
I do. You know, I'm one of those people that just doesn't care about the environment.
No, when I was in school, growing up in the Paper Valley, I was instructed that we should use a lot of paper because it was good for business.
So, Conrad, where do I start? We had so much fun. Conrad is suffering, ladies and gentlemen. This is so coincidental. It's weird. But today is National Restless Leg Syndrome Day, and Conrad he's had a bout of it probably for a week now. But
here he goes again.
Poor guy. Of all the times for it to flare up. You doing okay?
Yeah, it's just my legs are kind of sticky now because all the jam.
All the jam and the blood. You don't know what's going on over there. Dan Marcus is going to come in here tomorrow, and you're going to get a talking to. You should not be storing canned goods, jellies, or any kind of jams under the producer's desk.
Well, you never know when you need jelly.
And you never know when it's going to flare up.
What the heck kind of world? You never know when you're going to need jelly.
That's actually
what is your
my
day-to-day
motto.
Like? That's great. Okay, so Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here coming up at 7:30. We'll talk to Logan Rogge, our pal from Travel Wisconsin. I'm going to take a Travel Wisconsin quiz. And Logan will be here to administer that quiz like he did last time he
was
here.
That sounds super fun.
It really is. It's called Fest or Fiction. He names a contest, and I have to say if it's Fest or Fact or Fiction. So he makes up all these crazy, and I did surprisingly horribly last time. So I guess I'm easily bamboozled.
Surprisingly is, you know.
We do have some really interesting fests.
Yeah. Fests, meaning festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have one you like? One you don't miss?
Well, you know, there's Oktoberfest coming up this weekend in Appleton, which I love, love, love.
Yeah, because you're German.
Yeah.
Yeah. all right. So great guest tonight, folks. We have a great question. It's Joan Jett turns 68. It was either yesterday or today. Our question of the night is, who is the best female rocker ever? And to celebrate this glorious, the female rocker tonight, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, a rock star in her own right, is going to take a quiz after I tell you about our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. This is our multi-state contest here at Civic Media, and it goes from September 22nd, yesterday, to October 3rd. So you have all kinds of chances to win prizes in this contest, folks. All you have to do is have the Civic Media app. Text in the keyword when I give it to you, which will be in just a few minutes, probably right before the break, Con. Is that a good? You'll probably have a leg flare up and kick a bunch of jars over right when I'm giving the keyword.
No, it seems like it's going down.
Okay. All right. So that's good. The daily prizes, folks, include $200 in cash and gold jewelry. Not too shabby, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. What would you prefer, the jewelry or the... You get both, but...
Yeah, I'm not a huge jewelry person.
You're wearing... Don't you have some jewelry? What do you have on your wrist there? You got a whole bunch of bracelets.
Yeah, they're Taylor Swift bracelets, and now I'm worried that Conrad's gonna... You want one of my bracelets, Conrad?
I am a huge Swiftie.
How dare you wear a bracelet of my ex into the studio on my show?
That's why I was so like, I shouldn't show you these.
The grand prize, ladies and gentlemen, are two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota.
Whoa.
That is a Green Bay home game, November 23rd at 12 noon. Conrad, is the kickoff time.
Yeah. We're
playing a lot of games at noon, it seems like, lately.
Have you noticed that?
You better hope your leg heels before the big game. We'll also give you a gas card to help you get to the game. It's a value of over $1,500.
That's cool.
Two club level indoor seats.
Yeah. Have you been on the club level?
Not at Lambeau.
Oh, not really nice.
Not at the Packer Stadium. I have not. But anyway, they're great. So it's Green Bay versus Minnesota. The green and gold versus the purple and gold. That is Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, our multi-state contest. Coming up after this break, we will give you the keyword.
Yeah.
Right after, I think. We'll just prolong it a little bit. But all you have to have is the app.
Do you see the irony in that name? Gopher, the green and gold?
Gopher?
Yeah.
I guess I...
Minnesota. Gopher.
Interesting.
Green and gold.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well...
That's tricky.
It's going to be fun. I hope... You're not... As a weekend host, you're probably not eligible either.
I definitely have texted him the keyword before, but I've never won.
They probably know your phone number, Kristen. All right, so Kristen Lyerly is here. She's going to take... Oh, I have to say one more thing. This is pretty cool, too. If you want extra chances to win, when you text in on the app, we're going to send you a confirmation text. Click on that link, subscribe to our newsletter, or sign up for Civic Media Today. Follow us on Facebook. You can subscribe to podcasts. That gives you extra chances to win. So definitely take advantage of that, folks. Good luck, everybody. The keyword is coming up in about 10 minutes. So, all right. Are you ready for some quiz show fun?
Yes, but before I say that, did you see that David suggested Jungle Land as a favorite Springsteen song?
Oh, that's a great song.
Yeah, I love that one too.
I look, Seeds, Johnny 99, mm-hmm. Going Down, Out in the Street?
Yeah.
Did you ever see him do the concert when he introduces the whole band on the stage and then he sings Patti Skelfa's song. She has a great song called Rumble Doll.
Mm.
But he talks about when Clarence joined the band and all that. It is magical. Mm-hmm. So we are connected now forever, more than we were even. Okay. So you ready?
I didn't think it could be possible.
I'm not saying we're besties because I know we're both Taylor Swift fans, though.
I do like Taylor Swift.
We like Tay Tay, and our texter Dave is a big Taylor Swift fan.
Mm-hmm.
Here we got some. We're getting some Kristen love too on the streamline tonight. Robert says Kristen is an excellent singer. Wow.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
That's really cool.
Yeah, Rob and I go way back.
Do you really? You know Rob?
I do.
Oh, so he wasn't just referring to what you sang briefly there.
Hey, Rob texting in about me is the equivalent to like my brother texting in. It's very like sweet.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
And lovely.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert. It's great to have you part of the show as always. Robert says, I love Cheap Trick. I get to see them at State Park Speedway in Rib Mountain in June. Oh, he saw them in June of 1982. Wouldn't they have been playing like arenas back then? Rib Mountain. That's a great show.
I don't know.
A small venue. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dave says Jungle Land. Robert also says, I love Patti Smith.
Oh, yeah.
With Goodbye. Oh, Goodbye to You is a great song. And The Warrior. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then Sydney says, Amanda Hug and Kiss. I know that name. All right, Conrad, are you ready? This is not multiple choice,
oh,
Dr.
Okay.
Lyerly. So you have to know. You just have to know.
Uh-huh.
And I think you'll do okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is taking the Nightlight Female Rocker Quiz. Here we go.
Yes.
Question number one. This rocker was the singer for Jefferson Airplane and Starship.
Grace Slick.
Conrad does not have, you don't have the answer sheet, I just realized.
No, I do.
Oh, you do? Okay. How'd
he
you get that?
He just knows these things.
You sent me it to print for you.
Oh, very... Even with
that.
Two bloody legs, he is still on top of this.
Never discount Gen Z. They are always on top of it. They're always watching.
Correct. Number two, this rock and roller sang this song, "I Love Rock and Roll, So Put Another Dime in the Jukebox, Baby."
Oh, that would be Joan Jett. Happy birthday, baby.
Mm-hmm. There we go. That's even better than the tiki, tiki, tiki. Number three, this rock and roller wrote "Piece of My Heart" and "Me and Bobby McGee."
Janis Joplin.
Oh.
Don't make me sing "Piece of My Heart." I'm going to be singing that all the way on.
Something tells me I wouldn't have to make you sing "Piece of My Heart." I think you would just morph into it. All right. Dr. Lyerly is 3 for 3. Number four, this awesome female rocker was the front person for the band The Cranberries and sang "Dreams and Linger."
Dolores. Dolores.
Rhymes with a female body part, according to Seinfeld.
I can't think of her last name, but her first name is definitely Dolores.
I'm trying to think of how can we?
Dolores.
She's Irish, so what's a common lead into an Irish name? Not Mick.
Oh.
Yes. Dolores O.
Reardon.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great one. Yeah. All right, that might have been the hardest one on the whole quiz, so I think you're doing well.
Yeah.
This blonde-haired rocker was a one-hit wonder with the song "She's Got Betty Davis Eyes."
She had more than one hit, didn't she? She had a hit with Kenny, you know, the country singer with the good hair. Kim
Kristen,
Carnes.
It's my quiz. I determine how successful.
it's Kim Carnes.
It is Kim Carnes.
She's got Betty
that's a great
Davis
song.
Eyes. Yeah,
I hate that's one of my workout songs because there's like this like kind of keyboard thing happening there. It's a really good song.
Super synthy. And then it made us all back in the 80s go, who's Betty Davis?
We had to go to the Google, which didn't exist yet.
Uh-huh, the card catalog.
Look it up. We had to go use the Dewey Decimal System to find out who Betty Davis was. All right. Dr. Lyerly is 5 for 5. This raspy-voiced rock singer sang "Leather and Lace" with Don Henley and Sarah with her band, which I won't give you the name of because that would give it away.
Oh, that's Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, you are crushing this thing.
Oh, and you are the poet in my heart.
Oh, that is a beautiful, that's one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah. You don't hear that one very often. You hear a lot of Fleetwood Mac, but that one isn't.
You need to move to
often.
Marinette. You'll hear more of the most obscure music. You'll hear Bryan Adams B-sides in the grocery store, and you're like, what the? I don't even know where they get it.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. They flip the A-side over.
I'm not saying it's worth a road trip. I'm just saying. You could shop there, get big, big savings, and hear some B-sides. This blonde-haired rocker was, I can't read my own writing. I was using voice.
Do you need to call a friend?
Phone a friend. No, I'll just give you the songs. Sang "Heart of Glass" and "Rapture" with her band.
She's got a new fashion line, Debbie Harry.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, and it's punk.
That's so cool.
She's got to be 80. I mean, she's
fantastic.
She's amazing.
I had
but
a huge crush on her.
Oh, you got to see her clothes. They are just. I mean, she is still cool.
Yeah, I love Debbie Harry. Okay, you're batting 1,000, by the way.
I love music.
I know you do. Is this brassy rock star fronted a band named after a human body part and sang "Magic Man" and "Barracuda"?
They're touring too.
Who?
It's Hart and it's Ann Wilson.
Oh my gosh!
Uh-huh.
This is insane.
Yeah.
I'm being embarrassed, Conrad.
Oh, her voice! Come on.
Yeah,
Kim
she got
Shevchik
a great voice.
Actually sang an amazing Hart song, and it was brilliant for Doctors in Recital a couple of years back.
Oh, that's so cool. She sang something from Mamma Mia, too, last year, which was outstanding.
She just nails it every time.
I agree. Mm-hmm. All right, so this awesome rocker is... Oh, come on. I think we got to call 911. You've been
I'm here
almost an hour, and you
Do
haven't
you need
even
a gynecologist to come and help you?
I think so.
I got you.
He's already sitting down. All right, this awesome rocker is older than those we've listed, but sings "At Last" and...
At Last, like Etta James?
Yes!
Oh, I wouldn't think of her as a rocker, but yeah, let's go with it.
The other song we have is "In the Basement," which is one of my favorite tunes. Oh. That is just a lowdown "In the Basement." Money gets low in the basement.
Uh-huh.
In the You got no money. You party in the basement. It's beautiful. All right, we're coming right back to finish our quiz with Dr. Lyerly. Can you stay for one more segment?
I can.
Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. There is a doctor in the house. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. In the basement, out in the basement. Oh, you got the
comfort so home. A nightclub to... Eagle, 1490 AM.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Springsteen fan.
Yeah, this was on the charts when I was, yeah.
I was not a fan the first time I went to go see him, and I went because a friend took me.
Oh.
And they played that song, and he didn't sing the entire first verse because the crowd did, and I was like, I'm hooked.
That's so fun.
Yes.
That is the voice of Dr. Kristen Lyerly. I'm Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you here. This is our last live segment of the night. We have pre-recorded content coming up at 7:35 with Dr. Logan Rogge.
Oh.
He's not a doctor. But right now, I'm going to give you the keyword, folks, to our Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. A reminder, you have to have the app to play. Just text in the keyword, and you are eligible for $200 cash and gold jewelry. And the grand prize, just entering once every hour that you're eligible to enter or every day, enables you or makes you eligible for our grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That's a Green Bay home game on November 23rd, and you get a gas card to get there. It is our multi-state text-to-win contest, folks. So glad you're part of it. Here is tonight's keyword. Conrad, do I have that? Where is that? There we go. Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Laugh. L-A-U-G-H. Dr. Lyerly just gave an example of what laughter is in case people were out there going, what? That is tonight's keyword, laugh. L-A-U-G-H. So
that's not the word.
Oh.
It's actually fun.
Oh.
Oh, God dang it. Where is this paper?
If you're texting laugh, stop texting laugh. It's actually
stop
fun.
Stop texting, folks. I'm sorry.
F-U-N, fun.
I even wrote that down on the sheet, but I was looking. There's like 18 days here. Oh my
gosh.
Lots
of paper here.
My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so tonight's keyword is fun. F-U-N, fun. And text that in on the app right now, and you will be eligible for the daily prize as well as the grand prize. F-U-N, fun.
The keyword is like a journey tonight, because you laugh and then you have fun.
That's what happens.
Right.
On Nightlight and when Dr. Lyerly is here. So, all right. And we are, you know, whatever text we don't get to tonight, Conrad, we'll read tomorrow.
Yes.
As well, right? Okay. But on social media, Matt Harper, our pal Matt, the rock rap artist from here in Green Bay, says, tough one. Classic, I'll say Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, yes.
Modern day Lizzie Hale. Or modern Lizzie. I can't read. Hold on. Modern. What does that say, Dr. Lyerly? Can you give me an eye test while you're here? Do you have a chart with you?
I honestly don't know who that is. It's LZZY Hale.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Bonnie Raitt. Alan on social media says, Ann Wilson. We just had that in our quiz. My pal Sean says, Leather Tuscadero.
Oh!
Susie Quattro.
Yes.
And the great actress Tracy Thorpe says, Pink. I love that. Great answers, everybody.
Pink.
And if we don't get to your answer on the text line tonight, we will roll those over until tomorrow. Dr. Lyerly, we have time for a few more questions. Are you okay with that?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. This female, oh, by the way, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. She is 9 for 9.
Batting 1,000.
Batting 1,000. All right. This female rocker footed a popular 70s band and sang Back on the Chain Gang.
Chrissy Hynde. I saw her opening for the Foo Fighters last year. She was brilliant. Yes.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Bonus points if you can guess the band.
Pretenders?
Yes, Pretenders. I wrote hard, but I got that wrong.
Because minus one for Pete.
Ann Wilson. Right, take a point away from me and add it to the test I'm going to take with Logan Rogge. All right. So she is batting 1,000, 10 for 10. This female rock star was in the film The Blues Brothers and sang about respect and the freeway of love.
Aretha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
11 for 11. Are your kids listening?
My kids would be like,
do they know how
gosh.
Proud they should be of you?
They hear this all the time and they're tired of it.
Are you singing all these women?
Yes.
Okay.
They're like, Mom, you need to stop.
This rocker was a trained opera singer before turning to... Next time you
can't
come
even
back,
get it out.
I'm making this a lot harder. Right.
Oh, I love her.
All right. We got about a minute left here, this test, which Kristen is crushing. This rocker fronted a UK band and also sang a great tune called No More I Love Yous.
Annie Lennox.
Yeah.
No more I
purposely
love
went more obscure there.
Uh-huh.
Such a great song, though.
Oh.
She also sang Sweet Dreams. Was probably her biggest hit.
Yes.
Three more. I think you can do this.
Mm-hmm.
You
Here
are betting.
Here Comes the Rain Again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great one. This 90s rocker sang Don't Speak and did a great remake of It's My Life.
Mm-hmm. I like the original, though.
I do, too.
Talk. This is Gwen Stefani.
We have that, Con. I think we should go to the break with Talk, It's My Life. I love that song. We haven't had that in a while here. This rocker was in the film Beyond Thunderdome and
Tina.
Sang...
Tina the Queen.
I am getting embarrassed. You know what? No more Mr. Nice Guy. When these quizzes come in...
Tina's a survivor. Have you watched that documentary?
No, I have not watched that.
You have to watch it.
Okay.
It's a brilliant story. She's an incredible survivor. What she did
with
her life and her career.
I've read about what she went through. It's horrible. I just haven't seen the film. She is unbelievable.
Yeah.
This singer sang, last question.
Mm-hmm.
This singer sang Blue Bayou and Heat Wave.
Oh, Linda Ronstadt. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I've been embarrassed on my own show.
I sang one of her songs for Doctors in Recital.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do that this year?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm kind of all over the place.
All right. Hey, this has been fun.
Do you want to know my favorite?
Yeah.
Shirley Manson of Garbage.
Oh, I went to put her on the quiz. I love Shirley Manson.
Yes.
Stupid Girl is one of my favorite songs ever. Butch Vig, Steve Marker.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed them at the Barrymore Theater during the Wisconsin Film Festival about 8 years ago. And I had Butch on my PBS show with Wendy Schneider, the producer of the film The Smart Studio Story.
Oh, I
definitely
loved
that. You've seen it?
Yes.
Great
Every
movie.
Time I drive down East Wash, I point it out. I'm like, hey, boys.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Check out the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show on the weekends here at WGBW. You can also stream the podcast at civicmedia.us. We will give you the keyword again coming up And any text we didn't get to. Conrad, we can do that tomorrow, right? There are no rules to this.
He's going to be busy.
He's going to be in the ICU. All right, we'll get this taken care of. we're coming right back with Logan Rogge.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air. You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel back on the air and praising those who stood up for him during his suspension following comments made after the death of Charlie Kirk, including right-wing critics like Ben Shapiro, Rand Paul, and Ted Cruz.
I don't agree with many of those people on most subjects. Some of the things they say even make me want to throw up. It takes courage for them to speak out against this administration, and they did, and they deserve credit for it.
Station groups Nexstar and Sinclair, however, both indicating their ABC affiliates will not air Kimmel, at least for now. Kimmel was suspended by ABC parent company, the Walt Disney Company. Hong Kong is being battered by a huge storm. In fact, it's described as the biggest storm on Earth so far this year. Hundreds of thousands of evacuations in China, the Philippines, and Taiwan. Secret Service says it dismantled a covert operation that could have been used to take out cell towers throughout New York City as the UN General Assembly is meeting. Ukrainian President Zelensky addresses the body today. This is ABC News.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball. The Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, that was fast. Jimmy Kimmel is back. ABC announced Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live will return, with his first day back on the air being Tuesday, September 23rd. Turns out being suspended for an indefinite amount of time meant about a week. Disney faced protests from viewers and fans of the company, which included celebrities Martin Short and Tom Hanks, who have created very successful characters for the Mouse House. They teamed with the American Civil Liberties Union, according to Variety. The ACLU called the move to suspend Jimmy a blow to free speech. Disney CEO Bob Iger said bringing back Jimmy Kimmel Live was in the best interest of Disney and ABC. As of this writing, drama manufacturers Nexstar and Sinclair Broadcasting, owners of many of the ABC affiliates, say they won't air Kimmel's return, so the struggle continues. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 1490 WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today. A high in the low 70s. Mostly clear tonight, low mid-50s. Sunshine tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. More sunshine for Friday, a high near 80. Currently 57 degrees.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network. And we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Maggie Dawn.
Federal judges are speaking out against Donald Trump's attacks on the rule of law and the Supreme Court's evident complicity. Join us as we speak with former Judge John Tinder and former Judge Diane Wood.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me as we broadcast from beautiful downtown Green Bay statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. What could be better, folks? Gather the family around. Listen to the last quarter of this show. Just a quick reminder, folks, the Civic Media's Go for the Gold, Green and Gold Text to Win contest is in full swing until October 3rd. And I'm going to remind you of the keyword, if you bear with me here. And another reminder that the daily prize is $200 cash and gold jewelry, and you're automatically entered into a chance to win the grand prize, which is two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota. That's professional football. It's a Green Bay home game, and it is November 23rd, 2025 at 12 p.m. It's a noon kickoff, and you also get a gas card to get you to the game. It's over $1,500 in value, and all you have to do is text in the keyword on the app. You got to have the app. And you will be all set. And I wish everybody luck in this really cool contest. It is our multi-state green and go for the green and gold at Text to Win contest. You know that, Conrad? It's a multi-state now.
It is.
It was statewide. Now it's multi-state.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Here it is, folks. Once again, the key word in this hour is fun. F-U-N. Fun. There you go. Text in. Your chance to win the daily and the grand prize, and you are all set. Good luck, everybody. And right now, it is my pleasure to keep the show moving here and welcome. Oh, I want to mention one more thing. This is really cool, too, folks. When you text in, you can earn extra contest entries by following the link in the text response you get and subscribing to the newsletter, the Civic Media newsletter, or any of the other things listed. Following us on Facebook, subscribing to the podcast, signing up for Civic Media Today. If you haven't signed up for Civic Media Today, I highly recommend it. Great way to stay informed, and tonight's keyword is fun. So good luck. And is Logan Rogge available to win, or is he eligible to win?
I think he is.
Why not, right? It is my pleasure to welcome our pal. He is the Senior Communications Specialist at Travel Wisconsin, and he joins us here periodically on Nightlight, Mr. Logan Rogge. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Pete. It's a pleasure to be back on the program.
Always fun to have you. And I, you know, we had to have you back because I understand you and Conrad have gone behind my back and decided to give me another quiz to either further embarrass me or let me redeem myself. So I actually appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I had such a fun time putting you in the hot seat back in May, Pete, and testing your knowledge of Wisconsin's festival scene. So I am ready to play another round of Travel Wisconsin's favorite game. We call it Fest or Fiction. And just a really quick recap of how to play. The premise of the game is simple. I'm going to say the name of a festival. It's your job to guess whether it's real or made up. For those real festivals, I can give you the details about it. For those that are sounding maybe a little too good to be true, I'll share about a similar sounding event. And listeners, if they want to play on their own, they can test their knowledge at travelwisconsin.com/festorfiction.
It's
so what
perfect.
Are you saying, Pete?
Let's do it. And what better way to learn about what's happening this fall in our state, compliments of Travel Wisconsin, than to see me embarrass myself, but also get great information about what's happening around the state.
All right, question number one, Goat-toberfest, fest or fiction?
G-O-A-T?
G-O-A-T.
Like that
Goat-toberfest.
Matters. Goat-toberfest, I'll say fact.
Correct, yes.
You know what I did, Logan? I followed my instincts, buddy, and that's how you do well in contests.
That's keep following those instincts because because we are known for our wacky celebrations here in Wisconsin, and you can go to this Oktoberfest with a twist. Of course, it's going to be goats. That's at LeClaire Creamery. It's this beloved agritourism destination in Fond du Lac County. Visitors, they love going there year-round, but definitely check it out this Saturday, September 27th, because LeClaire takes up the experience a notch with Goattoberfest. It's a day-long celebration. It's going to be filled with a ton of family fun, like a kid's fun run through the goat barn, kiddie pedal poles, live entertainment, drinks, and of course, goats. Don't worry, though, if you have plans for this Saturday, Pete, you can make it back another weekend for activities like goat yoga or goat cuddle sessions for the kids and kids at heart.
I think it's wise that you're just doing that for kids. I feel like too many weirdos would show up to cuddle goats. Here, I love when Logan tries to hide his laugh. That's one of my favorite things when he's on the show. Logan, where is LeClaire, just to clarify?
Yep, that's near Malone, Wisconsin, and it's the kind of southeast corner of Lake Winnebago.
Oh, okay, so perfect.
Not too far outside of Fond du
Lac. Yeah, that's a great road trip. Okay, fantastic. Goattoberfest, folks, check it out. And I am one for one, buddy.
All right, number two, the Art of Cheese Festival. Fest or fiction?
I mean, it's such a fiction.
Ooh, we treat art form or cheese making as an art form, Pete. So this one is true. The Art of Cheese Festival exists. It's put on by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and it's actually happening this weekend in Madison, September 25th to the 28th. You can taste all that, like our cheese making excellence at the Art of Cheese Festival. They're going to have chef led experiences, tasting events, excursions, and more. But you're going to want to act quick, though. Tickets are limited. Events are selling out. There is a free experience on Saturday, though, for anyone who's in Madison. That's Cheese Fair off the square. You're going to explore, shop, and connect with different master cheesemakers there.
Wow. All right. I have a confession to make. I went against my instincts. Conrad kind of gave me a nod, and I went with him, and he
sorry.
He totally steered me wrong.
I didn't think of it. There's too many cheese festivals.
That was my first reaction. Like, this sounds too, of course, you could throw me a red herring with a cheese festival, but it really exists. And I should have just, all right, enough excuses. All right. I'm one for two.
All right. Number three, the Minotaur Rodeo, fest or fiction?
Minotaur. That sounds so crazy. I'm going to say fact. Fest.
You, the Minotaur, it doesn't have its own dedicated day yet. Sorry, Pete. But wait,
so that means that there's one coming?
But you can live out your love for fantasy. Not quite Minotaur style, but Dragon Days Fantasy Festival. Uh-huh. This is upcoming in Lake Geneva. It's for families, fantasy fans, and gamers alike. It actually pays homage to Gary Gygax, who grew up in Lake Geneva and co-created Dungeons & Dragons in 1974. So wow. Dragon Days Fantasy Festival, that's October 4th and 5th. It's going to be all throughout Lake Geneva. You can learn how to play D&D, other tabletop games, check out fantasy-themed activities, browse medieval vendors, and see live demonstrations.
That actually sounds like a blast.
No live demonstrations of Minotaur rodeos, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the name is a little... But I feel like you're a little unfair there, Logan, because that kind of does exist, but not under that name.
Yeah. It's a close but no cigar situation.
So I can't even take a half a point for that? All right. I'm going to go... Now, from now on, I am bearing down. The kidding around is pretty much over. Question number four. Here we go.
Frights and bites. Fest or fiction?
Frights and bites. Fest.
Ooh, this one's fiction, but just barely. You can travel to Sheboygan. They have booze and brews. I was playing maybe a little unfair with you, but this is a fun seasonal Halloween activity at Bookworm Gardens. That's a seasonal storybook theme botanical gardens, normally for the kids and families, but...
Okay.
Booze and Brews, that happens the first weekend of October, and it's a adults-only event, October 3rd and 4th. They're going to have that garden decked out in over 100,000 twinkling lights. You have live music both nights, themed beverages like the graveyard old fashioned and the ghoulish mules, bonfires, on-site food trucks. So start planning out the perfect storybook costume today for booze and brews.
I have a little bit of the of an issue with the way you're wording these questions, Logan, I'm not going to lie, but they all sound like really fun events. So if people, if it brings more people out and they have a great time at my expense, I'm happy to be part of this.
All right. I'd count a half point for that one.
All right. So I'm 1.5 out of 4. That's still pretty brutal, but let's keep going.
Are you ready for the fifth and final question?
Yes. All set.
All right. Soup walk, fest or fiction?
Fest. I think I've heard of that.
That is right.
Okay. I was like, maybe it was just in my dreams, but that sounds lovely. Tell me about Soup Fest.
You know, you may have heard of a wine walk or a beer walk before, but they are putting on Soup Walk in Appleton. You can visit the community on Saturday, October 11th, for an annual downtown Appleton Soup Walk. You're going to stroll through downtown and just savor delicious soups from a variety of participating businesses. And really, does anything sound more like fall than a soup walk, Pete?
It sounds fantastic, and it's not like a bar crawl where you can barely stand up by the end of it. And if anything, soup is healthy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's like in Appleton. Appleton has a lot of stuff like the Mile of Music. I know they also have a Mile of Fun coming up. That's one of the things on your website.
That one is new to me, Pete. Okay. I know Mile of Music, that is a tremendous festival, but Appleton certainly knows how to entertain visitors year round. I mean, if you want to go check out the Trout Museum, they got fantastic art there, and they're just getting ready to open a new location for the Trout Museum. So good reason to get to Appleton next month in October when that museum opens up.
I love that. What else can you tell us in terms of fall activities, Logan? How did I do? I was 2.5 for 5, right, overall?
Yeah, I'd say a clean 50%.
And if you're grading on a curve, that could be a C. Sure. All right, so what else can you tell us? I've got some events down here, but if there's somewhere you want to lead us or talk about something and get the word out, we could do that too.
Yeah, you know, it's the calendar showing fall right now.
And yeah,
one of the big reasons folks come to Wisconsin in fall is for that fall color. So Travel Wisconsin, we have this great resource, the Fall Color Report. Are you familiar with this, Pete?
I am not.
So it's a way to just help folks discover the colors of the season. It's a interactive map-based report that shows the up-to-date information on the status of fall color throughout the state. So we're actually working with more than 90 volunteer reporters right now, they are contributing regular updates throughout the end of October as those leaves change from green to peak color. And the Fall Color Report, it's fantastic planning resource. You not only learn where the trees are in terms of their transformation, but you can click a destination on the map and get ideas for best places to see fall color in the area, recommendations for dining, lodging, activities, etc. It's an all-in-one planning resource, and you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/fallcolorreport.
Outstanding. All right, we're going to do a very short break, then we'll be back for a couple minutes with our pal Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Maybe we could cover nightlights and fall farm fun, Logan, when we come back.
That sounds perfect.
All right, fantastic. I might even get a pledge, pitch in for Marinette as well. So we'll do all that with our guest, Logan Rogge, and then we'll wrap things up here on Nightlight with Peach Wobble. We're coming right back.
I really want to know you. I really want to go with you. I really want to show you, Lord, that it won't take long, my Lord. My sweet Lord.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump's March 25th executive order on elections, attempting to override the U.S. Constitution's grant of election authority to states and Congress, has so far been blocked by 4 of 5 lawsuits filed against it. A ruling in one of those cases, September 17th, allows a challenge from 19 states to move forward. The executive order would withhold federal funding from any state which does not implement the use of the National Voter Registration Form and mandate proof of citizenship documents, including a birth certificate, naturalization papers, a real ID compliant driver's license, or a U.S. passport. It would also end mail-in ballot grace periods, restrict ballot deadlines to Election Day, and withhold federal grants if they don't. States challenging the order include California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Nevada, Massachusetts, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Wisconsin. U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper issued a stay on Trump's order in June, saying the states had demonstrated a substantial risk that citizens would be disenfranchised. Her September 17th ruling confirms that the states have legal standing to contest the president's order and that they would be harmed, particularly by the withholding of Help America Vote Act funding. We've linked to the order and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
There's parade wagons. Circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus, and so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. 3 other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
We wind down this Tuesday night show here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I am Pete Schwabe, Conrad Krieger working the board. I just want to reiterate, folks, that those of you, we talked about this earlier in the show. If you text in, a lot of people listen to the rebroadcast from 4 to 6 a.m. if they're out on the road or whatever. That does not qualify you for the text to win contest, unfortunately. So you got to find a way, if you can, to text us between 7 and 8, and that will... we'll make sure you qualify for the daily prizes and the grand prize as well. And there you go. So we have a couple more minutes here with our current guest, Mr. Logan Rogge. He is the Senior Communications Specialist for Travel Wisconsin. He just gave me a quiz again. I think I did better on the quiz this time, Logan. I think I only got 1 out of 5 last time.
Yeah, I was impressed, Pete. I think you've been studying up.
And had I followed my instincts, it might have been 3.5 out of 5. So I feel like every time you're here, I'm going to make slow incremental progress. Logan Rogge from Travel Wisconsin. Let's finish up. Hey, first of all, I want to ask you, I don't see a lot of Marinette, Wisconsin on the Travel Wisconsin website. What can I do? How can I go to bat for the town in which I live?
Well, Marinette County, fantastic destination.
Yes.
I think you just got to search a little harder, Pete, because we love Marinette. You know, you're going to find information on the Marinette waterfall tours. Maybe you're rafting at Koshir's up, I'm blanking on the name of the river, but
Menominee.
There's certainly plenty of ways to,
yeah.
Or Peshtigo. Yep. Yep. Certainly plenty of ways to plan a trip to Marinette with the help of travelwisconsin.com. But, you know, I know they have some great local resources available to folks too.
They do. And it's a great, especially in fall, the colors up there in Marinette County are beautiful, as they are in Oconee County as well in Northeast Wisconsin. But I have to say, I'm just kind of giving you a hard time because I am the world's most notorious inside guy anyway. But I love the fall colors out my picture windows.
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to all the inside tips the first time I get up to Marinette, Pete.
I'll give you the inside guy tour of fall. Yeah. I think it could be really cool. All right. So before we let you go, Logan, let's talk about this Nightlights thing. Looks really cool. Tell us about Nightlights.
So, yeah, I thought this was appropriate topic for a show like yours. You know, fall days get darker earlier. Those temperatures are cooler and you're going to find these really cool nighttime artful like light shows throughout the state. So there's a few I'd like to highlight. One's in Oshkosh. It's at the Payne Art Center and Gardens, and it's called The Nature of Light. Have you heard of this yet?
No, I have not.
So they put on their first display back in 2022, and it attracted more than 50,000 visitors to this historic estate in Oshkosh. Wow. And they're returning this year with the second incarnation of The Nature of Light. It opened to the public in August, and it runs each night through October 26th. And it's these spectacular showcases of illuminated sculptures and environments inside and outside the Payne. They have light dancers that are putting on circus style performances to enhance the viewing experience. Definitely one to check out.
That's fantastic.
Another quick one in Madison, that's Gleam. It's an annual exhibition at the Ulbrich Botanical Gardens. It's been wowing people for a decade. It's these large-scale light installations that are created by local, regional, and international designers. So you can stroll the outdoor 16-acre garden and inside the conservancy to see this destination literally in a new light. Book the ticket soon, though. Gleam runs Wednesdays through Saturdays until October 25th.
I have not heard of that one. That's kind of cool. Real quick, we've got about a minute left, Logan. What about Fall Farm Fun?
Yeah, there's plenty of options to choose from. If you're in the Lincoln County area, I'd highly suggest checking out Helene's Hilltop Orchard. That's in Merrill. They got a big U-Pick apple operation there. Oh. They have, you know, a bakery. You know, you can get pastries, bread, their signature pies. Another great idea is folks in southern Wisconsin, they'll want to travel to Janesville for Skelly's Farm Market. Particularly for their corn maze, they have a escape room style corn maze that integrates clues and like solving puzzles to navigate your way through the maze, where you'll actually end by unlocking a door and solving this mystery. Those are two great destinations to check out this fall.
The great thing about a corn maze is if you never get out, you won't starve to death because you've got food.
Some people maybe like a little more variety in their diet, but I get the logic. Yeah.
Just I'm saying for legal purposes, it helps. Yeah. Hey, this is all great stuff. You must love your gig, buddy. So much fun talking about the great things and the beauty in our state, and you do it really well. Thank you, as always, for your time.
It was a pleasure to be on, Pete. Thanks all for having me.
Talk to you soon. Thanks. That's Logan Rogge. Check out Travel Wisconsin, the website. There's tons more information about really cool stuff happening in our state all over the next what is fall? 3 months, Conrad?
Does that sound about right? And then it's the, you know.
Whew, and it's brutal. Yeah. You know when I become the biggest football fan is when there's snow on the ground. I just don't want to go outside.
I mean, yeah, because it's right there in front of you, and you're like, all right.
That's when I get serious about my sports fandom. I'd like to thank Dr. Kristen Lyerly and Logan Rogge and you for all of your texts and calls. It's been great fun here. Good luck with the contest, everybody. Tomorrow night, who do we have, Conrad? We've got...
Well, we got Rich LoCascio.
Oh, we got the wrestling.
Their wrestling announcer.
Wrestling announcer Rich LoCascio, record producer and filmmaker Wendy Schneider, and Civic Media's own David Grant telling us how you can take over the radio for a day. It's going to be a fun show. Be sure and be back here. Happy birthday once again to Bruce Springsteen. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night following a suspension for comments made about Charlie Kirk's shooter. However, says ABC's Lana Moise,
Kimmel was not on the air nationwide. Two companies that own ABC stations are still preempting the show. Sinclair saying discussions with ABC are ongoing as we evaluate the show's potential return. And Nexstar wants assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue in the markets we serve.
The suspension overseen by Disney, the parent company of ABC News. Hong Kong is just getting battered right now by Typhoon Ragasa, causing deaths in Taiwan and the Philippines and hundreds of thousands of evacuations in southern China as well. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address the UN General Assembly today. On Tuesday, he met with President Trump, and afterwards, Trump appeared to change his mind on the conflict, now saying Ukraine can win back all of the territory it's lost to Russia so far. This is ABC News.